Welcome to Inside New Mexico. I'm Derek Underhill, and each week at this time, we have a conversation with the chairman of the Republican Party of New Mexico, former congressman of the 2nd Congressional District of New Mexico, Steve Pierce. Steve, we've got a great show this week. You had the Republican Convention in New Mexico this last weekend.
I've got a fascinating guest. We had a lot of the young guns, as I'm calling them, show up. Young people in their 20s and 30s who are there as delegates. They're not watching. They're as delegates. Then we've got those of us in the old guard, and then we've got the new emerging leaders who are in their 40s and 50s. So this spectrum of young people, but a very large showing of Hispanic young voters. And we're going to play a clip from one of the young Hispanic leaders speaking in Spanish. We played a video that she cut, Danielle Hernandez from Hobbs, actually grew up there, still there, and cut a video in Spanish encouraging Hispanic voters to become Republican and to think about our values. And so listen as we play just a smattering of that, just 10 or 15 seconds, so you get a sense of how the convention was conducted this weekend and how the engagement of the Hispanic voters played out.
Nos gustaría conocerte e involucrarte en las pláticas de cómo ayudar a nuestro estado, no solo para los problemas de hoy, sino también para los problemas que nuestros niños y tus hijos tendrán. Lo que piensas importa. Tú perteneces a nuestras reuniones y a nuestro partido. Los valores de Dios, la patria y la familia son lo que se basa en nuestro partido.
As we're talking about having Spanish language at a Republican statewide convention, there's an article that just came out today. We're recording on March the 4th, so if you're looking on Town Hall, Kurt Schlichter wrote an article on the 4th of March on Town Hall, so take a look at it. But he reminds us of our high school social studies teacher that wore the poor and bad sports coat. He's always scruffy, and he came in and explained to everybody that conservatives don't want change and liberals do want change. That's the difference, and so Republicans don't want change and Democrats do want change. Nothing could be further from the truth. So Kurt writes this article about the GOP is changing and it's for the good. And I believe his article is spot on, beginning with that description of your liberal teacher there in your high school that just couldn't speak highly enough of the Democrat Party. Now, the new Republican Party is not only changing, but he points out that it wants to change. He said the old Republican Party was maybe a bunch of sissy corporate lackeys. And I hate to admit it, but as I think back 30 and 40 years ago, that rings pretty true. Just the guys that didn't really want to engage in the dirty, stinking fight to keep the freedoms of this country. And so he points out as one of the new warriors, a senator from Ohio just got elected in the last election, Senator J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance, he just doesn't fit the Republican mold because he dares to ask the tough questions. He asked tough questions on Ukraine. And to tell you the truth, we need to be asking tough questions on Ukraine. Anytime we're sending $60 and $70 and $200 billion to a country and we don't know how they're spending the money, I think for the benefit of the taxpayers, we should be asking tough questions. And so good for J.D. Vance that he's asking these questions. Now, when he does ask them, he makes the establishment Republicans mad because they have certain things that are trying to make work and nobody knows what's behind the scenes. And here's this upstart freshman senator who's willing to ask tough questions. But the second thing that kind of, I think, separates him from the past Republican Party is that he self-identifies as a hillbilly. In fact, he's written a book called The Hillbilly Elegy about his life growing up poor. Now, I wrote my book about growing up poor in Lee County, called it Just Fly the Plane, Stupid. And it was the same deal. It was trying to explain to people. They asked, well, what were you writing about when you wrote your book? And I said, I wanted people to understand what it was like growing up poor in Lee County. And people who grew up poor identify with the book. The people who have master's degrees and advanced degrees generally didn't like it at all. And that's because I'm not your typical Republican. I'm not afraid to admit how I grew up. I'm not afraid to admit to my backgrounds. And at one point, just got really pushed out to the corner in Congress because I was asking tough questions of the Republican administration under George Bush. Tough questions about why they weren't securing the border. Tough questions about TSA and how ineffective that operation was. And when the TSA started, people didn't understand the screening organization at the airports. And so I simply referred to them, the TSA, as thousands standing around, and people understood immediately that's exactly what it looked like. So J.D. Vance is in that category. But they hate him for more than just being a penniless upstart. They feel like, well, they begrudgingly let him into the clique that they voted for him and put him in the U.S. Senate, and he dared to go and be his own man. And I'll tell you, that's what I'm looking for in leadership. So when we interview Danielle Hernandez later in this program, I want you to be listening to this young 31-year-old Hispanic mother of three and listen to the conviction, to the way that she approaches her friends, the way that she approached her family in her decision to become a Republican instead of following the family and becoming a Democrat. So the Republican Party is changing. It's changing statewide. It's changing nationwide. It's changing in your hometown. And it needed to change, and so good for us. But the second person that this Kurt Schlichter talked about in his article in Town Hall this week, he was talking about Rick Grenell. He was the ambassador to Germany, openly Republican, openly gay, and openly evangelical Christian. I'll let you work out how that all works. But as the diplomat to Germany, he's the one that began to insist, and Trump followed suit, but he insisted that Germany needed to pay their fair share of NATO and shoulder the burden of protecting those European allies that expected us to foot the total bill. And then they just went on their merry way, taking advantage of us in trade agreements. And so Trump and Rick Grenell began to straighten out the relationships with our friends across the Atlantic Ocean. And so as we think about the Rick Grenells being a part of the party, and nobody hardly much notices one way or another his lifestyle, but we've got more blacks that are entering the party than ever before. At the convention, we had blacks in the audience, and it was refreshing. In fact, Ann Thornton is running for state senate, but he also gave the welcoming address for the state convention to be there in Bernalillo County. And again, just an accepted leader of the party. At that convention, we had Sharon Klosiewicz, a Navajo woman who's running for Congressional District 3 against the Democrat that represents us. I absolutely believe that as a female Navajo, she's going to pull Native American votes that we've never gotten before with the way the Democrats got so smart and took Democrats out of that northern district. I believe that if she gets just a few percentage points of the Navajos, more than what we've gotten in the past, then she's going to win that. And I think that we'll have a Navajo female Republican representing northern New Mexico. I say northern New Mexico. That CD3 now runs all the way across the north and down the east side of the state all the way into Hobbs. So I'm actually in the middle of Hobbs and I'm in CD3. So I think that you're going to find a really strong competition there. But we also had Luis Sanchez in CD1, Congressional District 1. He grew up in the South Valley, Hispanic business owner in Albuquerque, just a dynamic speaker. And I think you're going to find that Luis Sanchez is going to do very well in Albuquerque, Bernalillo County, and then Congressional District 1. And then finally, you have Yvette Harrell wrapping the team up. I think that she's the perfect candidate for CD2. They tried to redistrict her out of that by changing the district to 18 percentage points more Democrat than it was before. She still only lost by about a percent, less than a percent, 1,300 votes. And she's running well ahead in this particular race to gain her seat back. So with a lot of hard work and prayers, I think that New Mexico is going to have three Republican congressmen after November. But then I think the thing about the convention that really excited people was Nella Domenici, seeing the daughter of Pete Domenici there. She speaks on her own. She speaks boldly, courageously. She was joined by her mom, Nancy Domenici, and what a woman of grace and charm. She was actually the favorite for Cynthia and me out of all the people in Washington. Nancy Domenici just carried herself the way that you would want the wife of a United States senator to carry themselves. She's always gracious and kind and soft-spoken, but with the courage and determination of steel. And so you see where Nell Domenici, her daughter, comes up with all of her gifts in running for a seat that's currently occupied by a Democrat. And so following that convention, not only do I have just a tremendous enthusiasm for the future of the party, the next generation of leaders, but then the generation that is currently in their 30s, they're raising families and they need to get their kids all raised and through school and on their way. But then they are going to stand in as leaders 20 and 30 years from now. I believe with the leadership that the Republican Party has in New Mexico, both in the counties and in the state, I believe that New Mexico can turn red over the next 5 years, next 10 years, something like that. And I believe it because I see the new generation of leaders. I see the new face of the Republican Party.
We'll be right back with this week's guest on Inside New Mexico.
Attention, New Mexico veterans. If you were honorably discharged from the U.S. Armed Forces, you've earned state and federal benefits, and the New Mexico Department of Veteran Services is standing by to assist you. State benefits include a veteran's property tax exemption, education and training, and transportation services. We can also assist with claims for federal VA benefits. The state of New Mexico and this radio station thank you for your service. More information at nmveterans.org or 1-866-433-8387.
Thanks for staying with us on Inside New Mexico. I'm talking with the chairman of the Republican Party of New Mexico, Steve Pierce.
We just concluded the RPNM statewide convention in Albuquerque. We were able to hear from all of our candidates, but something that was really refreshing, a lot of young Hispanic delegates showed up representing their counties in that state convention. They got together, took a photo, and circulated it around. I'm just calling them the young guns because that's the future. That's the face of the Republican Party. And so our guest is Danielle Hernandez. She's from Hobbs. She and her friend cut a video that played at the convention, and it is basically two young Hispanic females, both just ultra modern, inviting other Hispanics to be a part of the Republican Party. So, Danielle, welcome to the program. And tell the listeners a little bit about yourself. Where'd you grow up? Where'd you finish high school? How'd you become a Republican?
Hey, Steve. My name is Danielle Hernandez, and I actually grew up right in Hobbs in Lee County, and I graduated from Hobbs High School, and I actually wasn't always a Republican. My family is very, very Democrat, and it wasn't until about 2018 whenever I stepped over into becoming a Republican, and I did that by going to my very first meeting with my best friend, Elaine, in 2018 and became a committed member in 2019.
So your family is Democrats. What did they think about you becoming a Republican?
In the very beginning, they didn't like that very much. It was kind of the black sheep. But as time progressed and the more meetings I attended and the more knowledgeable I became, slowly they started shifting and understanding that the Republican values and the Republican beliefs are actually our values and our beliefs. And the way that the Democratic Party is headed isn't what we believe in, and it doesn't align with who we are or what our values are. And at first it was really hard because they couldn't get over, you know, Democrat and Republican. But once you got to the bottom line and you started discussing values and beliefs and what the Republican Party really stands for, and even the background of the Republican Party, they begin to believe that that also was for them as well. And slowly and surely, my family started shifting over, as I did, into becoming Republican.
Well, that's a fascinating story, and I think it's the story of every Hispanic family in New Mexico. It's my family story. My mom and dad were Democrats all the way up to Bill Clinton. And at that point, they said, wait, we didn't leave the Democrat Party. It left us. They changed to Republican and never looked back. And so I think your story is one that sells. So we played that video with you and Elaine talking in Spanish to that whole 500 people in the ballroom there. I'm sure many like me didn't understand Spanish, but they understood your message. They understood that you were pro-Republican, that you were pro-conservative, that you're strong in your beliefs, that you're constantly loving the flag and this country. So tell the listeners what you intended to convey in that message that you were speaking in Spanish to Spanish voters.
Yeah, of course. So basically reiterating that the values of the Republican Party align with the Hispanic Party. And my best friend Elaine and I, we did a lot of research, and some of the research that we came up with was that the first governor to actually fight for civil rights of the Latinos in New Mexico was a Democrat that actually switched his party from Democrat to Republican. And his name was Octaviano Larrazolo, and he was our fourth governor of New Mexico. And man, he is just an idol and someone we kind of forget about.
We tend to forget that Abraham Lincoln was a Republican, that Abraham Lincoln ran on the only idea was to free the slaves. The Republicans are the ones who, first of all, freed the slaves with the amendment to the Constitution that outlawed slavery. But then they passed another amendment which made African-American men to become citizens. And then ultimately another amendment which gave African-American men the right to vote. In the 1920s, it was the Republican Party that actually passed the amendment. The Democrats were filibustering the amendment to give women the right to vote. And it was Republicans who finally got that passed, and then 36 states ratified it. So Republicans freed the slaves, gave them the right to vote, and then gave women the right to vote. And yet the Democrats run away from their past. They won't own that they were the ones trying to block the slaves from being freed. They're the ones that were filibustering, trying to keep women from getting the right to vote. I think they should own their past, and we should be proud of our heritage as Republicans. So what do your friends your age tell you about being Republican?
Well, it's about 50-50. Some of them are Democrats, some of them are Republicans. And I have found it where instead of talking about Republican and Democrat, sharing with them what our values and beliefs are and coming across in a different way, like, hey, education matters to our kids, right? That matters to you. That matters to me, right? Okay, great. That's actually a Republican thing. Hey, you like to carry a gun, right? I also like to carry a gun. That aligns more with the Republican beliefs. Like, hey, it's great having law enforcement around, right? Especially when we're in danger. Yeah, that's more a Republican value. So not so much talking Republican and Democrats and politics, but really connecting with people and even people that are my friends that I love that are my age group and connecting with them on values and beliefs. Because sometimes whenever you do it the other way and you talk politics, it automatically shuts the door for you and people don't want to hear what you have to say. So if you connect with them on another way with values and beliefs and talking to them about, you know, this matters to you and it matters to us as well, and this is what matters to the Democratic Party, it really helps open up those doors and allow those conversations to flow freely.
Well, we're talking with Danielle Hernandez. She's a Hispanic voter from Lee County, grew up in Hobbs, New Mexico, and is a proud Republican. Tell the listeners what age group you fall in.
So I am 31 years old. Change begins with each of us, and a lot of us are not happy in the direction that New Mexico is going right now. And in order to change that, we have to get involved. We have to be knowledgeable in what is happening. And you have to surround yourself by those people who are knowledgeable, who are involved, so that we can learn and we can grow under you guys, because we don't want to take over the fight, but we want to fight next to you guys. We want change just like you guys do. And we want to fight together and to create that.
So that's what excited me so much about the convention, is that I see people my age. I'm in my 70s, and I've been training the next generation of leaders for, say, the last 5 years. And they're in their, say, 40s and 50s. But then the exciting thing is I can look down the road and see people in their 30s like yourself and even younger in their 20s who are steady in the conservative fight to just bring common sense back to the country and to the state, to bring some sense of prosperity, to bring good education to our kids, to have an orderly immigration process at the border, to stop the crime that threatens all of us. And that's the young people like Danielle Hernandez that we're speaking to right now. Now, Danielle, when you look at the Republican Party 10 years from now, what is your vision?
My vision is to see younger people in our parties and in our meetings. Man, at our meetings, Carol Parrish, she is the one who leads it, and she makes them so fun and so engaging and brings down political leaders. And you have opportunities to meet these political leaders. Like, I've had the opportunity to meet and hang out with you, Steve, and I've had the opportunity to meet Yvette Harrell and David Gallegos and, you know, Gay Kernan and all of that. And that's not something that you get to be a part of or do on a regular basis if you're not involved. So getting involved is so much fun and engaging and thrilling. And when you do that and you get involved, you have the opportunity to build these relationships with our community leaders, with our political leaders. And in those moments, you can find out the reason why they wanted to run, what their values are, and get that connection for them and have a bigger voice in the seat. Everyone has a voice, but the ones that are involved are the ones that actually create the change and the dynamic of where we're going. So I encourage everyone to get involved, no matter their age, race.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I have 3 children, an 11-year-old son, an 8-year-old daughter, and then a 1-year-old little boy. And I am the executive director over at My Power, which is the largest youth development program right here in Lee County.
So my last question, and then we'll let you go, Danielle Hernandez from Hobbs, New Mexico, proud Republican representing Lee County at the state convention this last weekend. A lot of exciting things going on there. Nello Domenici speaking, Sharon Klosasiewicz, who will be running to represent CD3, Congressional District 3, which extends all the way down into the middle of Hobbs. So that was great hearing her. Luis Sanchez ends up on the ballot in CD1, grew up in the South Valley, running in Albuquerque. Just a dynamic candidate, business guy, owns a couple of gun stores in Albuquerque. And then Yvette Harrell running again for CD2, the one that the Democrats redistricted her out of. And I think that she's going to win that seat back handily over Gabe Vasquez. The voters finally see that he is not willing to protect their gun rights, that he's not willing to help secure the border, not willing to speak out against crime. And they know that Yvette represents their viewpoints. So all of these candidates were on display at our state convention. Danielle was one of the representatives from Lee County there. And my last question, can we expect you to run for some office, either city or county or state rep or maybe U.S. Congress? Can we expect that from you down the road?
Well, I think I would have to pray about it. I'm not going to say no, but pray about it and see where God leads me. But if that did happen, I would be honored to be a representative or just a part of making change for New Mexico.
And that, folks, is Danielle Hernandez, the perfect answer to a very hard question. That reassures me that, folks, we're in the Republican Party. It's in a period of becoming a new Republican Party, and Danielle Hernandez is going to be the face of one piece of that party, a glowing face, an articulate representative of the common sense values that the Republicans represent across the state. So join up with us. Join up with the future of the party, Danielle Hernandez and the Young Guns who showed up at this weekend's convention. Thanks, Danielle. Always great visiting with you, and I'll see you at the next meeting in Lee County.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
Steve Pierce and I will return in just a moment. We'll be discussing the decision by the Supreme Court that will keep Donald Trump on the ballot in all 50 states on Inside New Mexico.
National Guard and Reserve members are true leaders, both in the military and in the workplace. They are highly skilled and get the job done every day. Employer support of the Guard and Reserve, ESGR, can help you recruit top-notch service members to your workforce. Hiring Guard and Reserve members is good for your business and good for your community. Visit esgr.mil/employers to learn more.
Welcome back to Inside New Mexico as I continue my conversation with the chairman of the Republican Party of New Mexico, Steve Pierce. I got to tell you, Steve, I was not surprised, actually, that there was a unanimous decision by the Supreme Court in favor of Donald Trump being on the ballot in all 50 states because he has never been accused of insurrection, at least by any law enforcement agency, never been convicted of insurrection. And so on March 4th, the decision came down from the Supreme Court, a unanimous decision. And so I think that's good. And I'll tell you, I think the Democrats, in a way, should be happy about that, too, because the next time it could be one of their candidates.
That's absolutely right. And the Supreme Court being unanimous was really a strong slap to all of the Democrat constitutional experts who have been saying for the last months that the case was locked solid, that there was no way that Trump was going to be on the ballot, that they had studied the Constitution, they had studied the law, and they were legal scholars advising the nation that there was no way that the justices could rule against it. So the fact that it was all justices ruling against it, I think, spoke volumes. But, you know, the strong thing they really focused on, they sort of looked past the insurrection argument. They looked at the Constitution, and the Constitution was very clear that if anybody is going to enforce this constitutional amendment, it had to be the Congress of the United States. And so what the question was that they dealt with most was, are states going to get to interpret the Constitution on their own and pass laws which keep people off the ballot, or is that a responsibility for Congress? And they unanimously decided that we can't let states just determine what they think the Constitution means. Otherwise, the governors are going to do exactly like our governor. She's going to say that the Second Amendment of the Constitution doesn't apply to her. I think this was a wake-up call to those governors and those leaders in the nation who are saying that the Constitution doesn't apply to them. So, again, a very strong verdict. Trump will be on all 50 ballots. And so now the decision of who's going to be president is left up to the people. That's what we want. Democrats wanted to eliminate one of the candidates and have a lesser candidate run, and they knew they could win that. They're not so sure they can beat Trump, so they were trying to keep him out of the battle. I think that Trump is going to perform very well if he's our nominee. Of course, we still have two candidates running in the Republican side, but this Supreme Court decision today was huge. So join with us as we speak each week. We talk about the reasons that you'd want to vote Republican. I remind people that it's the Democrats who want to open our southern border, allow terrorists, criminals, illegal drugs, including fentanyl, to flood across our country and kill Americans. It's Democrats who want to defund the police. It's Democrat prosecutors who refuse to arrest and jail people who only steal $900. It's Democrats who have declared war on fossil fuel that has led to sky-high gas prices. It's Democrats' out-of-control government spending that has led to high inflation. It's Democrats' out-of-control government spending that has led to sky-high interest rates that keep you from buying a house. It's Democrats who insist boys and men have the right to participate in girls' and women's sports. And it's Democrats who insist that teenage boys and men can use the bathrooms and showers of our teenage girls and women. That's who the Democrats are. The Republicans stand in complete opposition to that entire list of things. And so know that when you vote this November, you're voting for which way the country is going to go, more towards the Democrats and what they want, or more towards the Republicans and the common sense, just diverse opinions that really permeate the Republican Party today.
Thank you, Steve. That's Steve Pierce, the chairman of the Republican Party of New Mexico. And if you've been listening to us and would like to find out more about the Republican Party of New Mexico, there's several ways to do that. First, they have a website. It's newmexico.gop. The party has a Facebook page and an X account. The handle is @NewMexicoGOP. If you would like to speak to someone in person, you may call party headquarters in Albuquerque at 505-298-3662. That's 505-298-3662. Our thanks to the radio stations around the state that broadcast this program to their communities. For Steve Pierce, I'm Derek Underhill, and we look forward to meeting with you again next week at this time on Inside New Mexico.